Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. John, how are you feeling? Because I know that you weren't feeling well, and I was going to text you, I love starting out the show by just getting a general temperature of how you're doing.
Metaphorical and a for real.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a play on words there. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I'm great, other than, just allergies got me itchy and scratchy. Remember the Itchy and Scratchy show from
Please.
The Simpsons?
Of course. I didn't even watch The Simpsons, and I know what Itchy
really
and Scratchy
either,
is.
But I love those, yeah. But thank you for checking in, and I want to say thank you to the fans. A few of you reached out and said they hope I feel better. They gave me some remedies for their allergies.
Yes.
I trust and believe. I have tried everything. What was the good idea you just gave me the other day?
A sinus massage.
That was something I had heard of, but wasn't really sure if I should do that.
There's also something you can get surgery and scrape your sinuses,
really hurts.
Yeah, my friend Carrie had it done. I don't know. I think it feels worse immediately after you get it, but then ultimately, and I don't know if that's worth it to you, but I do rub my girlfriend's sinuses all the time, and just rubbing her face.
Yeah,
it just relieves a little bit of the pressure to really hard on your eyebrows and right underneath your eyes. It's not permanent. It's obviously not helping her in the long run, but certainly for that immediate relief, it feels good.
You know, I don't have a lot of sinus pressure. Like whenever I fly, though, oh my god,
mess. Same with her.
Like there will be times where I'll be landing and my sinuses just feel like. I don't even know how to explain it. Like a million bee stings all at once. It's very sharp pain.
Seems like you're getting tattoo removal. Is
something like that.
Equivalent to
something
your sinuses.
Like that. Yeah. But thank you for asking. I'm really great. But I wanted to bring something up.
Yes.
First, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
You have no allergies.
No, I don't have any allergies.
You go through a 12-month season with no problems.
Pretty much no problem.
Pretty much no problem.
If I get one cold a year, I'm rough in it.
Yeah. And you're always busy and running around too. Like I would be a broken down human if I had your schedule and doing things.
I mean, I was late today and I was on the one train coming up here from my other office. Mm. And it was like, I always managed to get on that train in that car that has no AC.
Oh no.
And it was just,
by the way, we should say it's 101 degrees.
I was
basically
smelling
outside.
All the smells.
Can we talk about
that? And now
that
we're
for
about
a
to take a shot. So thank God Megan's here. She's got the barf bucket ready.
Yes, she's ready.
And
for
we are ready for this.
Right. Let's talk about the way people smell briefly on this show.
Okay.
Last night it was I smelled a ham sandwich on the car.
Oh, that's specific.
But nobody was eating a ham sandwich, so you knew it was a person.
Yeah.
Sometimes people smell like sawdust.
A lot of BO, which also can be confused for chicken noodle soup. You ever notice our chicken noodle soup kind of smells like BO?
You're making me sick, actually.
Sorry.
With that one.
We're having chicken noodle soup vodka shots today.
But anyway, yes, let's not go too much into this because we can go on. We'll do a whole other podcast about complaining about New York City subway smells. But for now, Darren, I wanted to ask you because I saw you posted something in our Facebook group.
Yes, thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, this cool new thing that you're doing.
Yeah, I have to raise a certain amount of money. I'm terrible at doing it. I honestly get anxiety about it because I feel like I'm just not great at forcing other people. Yeah. And it's not force, but you know what I mean?
No.
Like encouraging other people to say where they should spend their money.
Right,
like I can give my best sort of pitch to it. But
at least this is for a great cause.
But this is for a great cause. So I just joined the host committee for this this organization called Revel, and mm-hmm. essentially they raise money, which is what I'm trying to do, and they give out a big grant to an LGBTQ organization that's helping out and helping that community and Amazing. Raising awareness and doing everything. And so we have a huge event actually coming up on October 4th called the Gold Party, Revel Gold Party. Uh-huh. And I would love it if all of our fans could come together to support this amazing cause.
Love it.
So I can be the fucking rock star of this. And, you know, even if you donate like $3, $5, mm-hmm. $10, $1 million, that would be super beneficial.
It sounds fancier when you do it with an accent.
Million dollars. You can donate in tons of different places. I actually posted in our Facebook group.
Yeah.
It's really important to me. I'm just trying to like give back, be positive. I've tried to raise awareness for the Innocence Project on here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we can get to amazing merch that our awesome people at Pick Me Cups created.
God.
So we can get into that in a second. but it's really important to me, and I hope everyone can kind of, it's part of the Stonewall Quarter Share, and Stonewall obviously is a legendary gay bar here in New York City. So it's all part of that. Please donate anything that you have. It would really mean a lot to me. And if you donate a decent amount, I will shout you out here. So thank you for giving me that.
And you said there's a live event. Is that in New York City?
Yeah, it's in New York City on October 4th at the Gilded Lily, which is on 15th Street
and
here in New York City.
Sorry.
You can buy tickets for it,
but
the money that we're raising, even if you can't go, you can still donate and say, Darren Cart brought me here and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to buy a full ticket for that. Of course, if you want to go, we highly encourage tickets to be sold and it's very encouraging, and I hope everyone can be a part of it. I'm trying to be a good human.
I was just going to say, as gays, representing gays in the murder world, you know, I think you're doing a good thing by doing this. Megan's giggling in the background.
Yeah, it's gays for gays. You know, I'm just trying to be positive.
You know, I have reached that point in my life where I think that I want to be able to give back for things like that.
Sure.
So I'm definitely going to be donating, by the way.
I hope you do.
I haven't yet, but I definitely will. Because, you know, I grew up, I don't know about you. I mean, actually, I do know about you, so you can talk about your experience. But I never personally felt disenfranchised or bullied or anything like that. I just was very lucky in my life to sort of have a personality where I loved people and getting along with people. But obviously that's not the case for every single gay person out there. And
it's
everybody has a different story with a different background, with different opportunities. So to hear that there's something like this out there that can help people, you know, blossom into their full selves is so great.
And the thing I like about it is that it helps other it raises money for other organizations that are doing, you know, this nonprofits that are really doing good things that maybe a lot of people don't hear about because there's so much out there and where do you direct your money and what's going on. And so we kind of get to pick this, you know, this place that's doing really well, and not just in New York City, but for the LGBTQ,
LMNOP,
everyone is included in this. And so I just wanted to give back a little bit of my time and a little bit of my money. And I hope you guys feel the same way.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
We'll put a link in the show description too, right?
Yes, please. Great. Actually,
Megan, thumbs up. She's saying,
as an aside, I wanted to mention, you and I are going on a podcast together tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. We are.
I mean, you haven't confirmed with me, but we're doing it.
No, you know, you texted me about it this morning. I'm really excited about it. By the time this show, because this show's coming out later today, by the way.
Later today, and ours is going to air on Monday.
Tell everybody what it is.
It's my friend Sean Kilby. He does a podcast called Hold Up, and he's like a movie buff, TV buff, just a media consumer of all.
Yeah.
And they basically dissect either a movie or a TV show. You and I happen to do a pilot of a TV show. I'm not going to spoil it here for anybody, but just in case, but we're actually discussing a pilot of a very popular series that you and I are fans of.
Let's just say this. Don't get lost and not listen to this show.
Don't be lost and not found.
That's
clues. It's just little clues.
Go check out his podcast. You'll know what we're talking about.
So we have to watch that episode tonight and take notes. But it's called Hold Up,
that
Hold Up.
Cool.
So it's like, does it hold up? And a few of my friends did Bring It On.
Yeah.
And they rewatched the movie. And it was like, would it hold up if it was released
today,
in 2018? So it's a really good intellectual debate of how media has changed.
I'm going to ask him this on the show tomorrow.
You should.
Has he done Spice World as a potential hold up?
I think he's waiting to meet you.
I think that's what needs to happen.
Because I think, to be honest with you,
let's do two episodes.
He 100% would. Like, I've talked to him so many times. I'm like, have you done this? And he's like, I'm in.
Ooh,
I'm
can't
in.
Wait to talk to him about
You're
this
gonna
stuff.
Love him.
That's he's a good in, concept too for a show.
He's been in the radio for so long on Sirius and everything, and co-host Taylor Strecker's show, so we both do different days, and that's how I met him.
Was he at one of our Martinis and Murder live shows by any chance?
I don't think so, although the first time I met him was at Caroline's.
Weird.
When I was on Taylor Strecker's live show.
She did a Caroline's thing?
She did a Caroline's thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that was really fun. So we're going to do that on Monday, and everyone should check it out.
You mean when you cheat on us and go to Taylor's show? It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, that was a lot at the top of the show.
That was a lot.
Let's take a deep breath and just kind of center ourselves. And I want to know what you did for Labor Day weekend, because this is, by the way, we had to reschedule this week due to some like Labor Day and some allergy issues. There was a lot going on this week. But what did you do for Labor Day?
Honestly, I was supposed to go to Ohio with my girlfriend, but we didn't end up going. Mm. And I just fucking relaxed.
I'm so jealous, because let me tell you, I went back to Maryland.
Right.
Which I want to say is always relaxing. And in a sense, it is, like, it's sort of mentally relaxing, I guess you could say.
Fridge is full. You know everything.
I know where to, I can drive everywhere.
Right.
It's such a relax. I go to the pool and just sit by the pool, which was kind of cloudy the whole weekend. So
Womp womp.
I know. But when I come back from Maryland after visiting my family to New York, I usually come back late the night before we go back to work. And then I'm so exhausted the next day. And then I like can't catch up with my sleep. And now here we are. It's like Thursday of Labor Day week. And I'm just like, I need a vacation from my vacation almost.
I'm sure that allergy medication doesn't help with this.
That's a whole other
thing. Because you talked about Zyrtec, and I did. And you were like, it's great, but I just want to sleep all day. And I'm like, no wonder you're not feeling your sinuses, because you're fucking asleep.
Well, you know, I've been avoiding my medicine because I don't want to be a zombie. You know, it's funny, whenever I'm at my apartment with my boyfriend, I go and I start to take the Zyrtec, and I'm like, say goodbye. My personality is going out the door as soon as I take this, because it really makes me so lethargic. I get a little bit cranky.
You have like allergy bipolar disorder.
Yes, exactly.
So it's your manic and feeling great, or you crash.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so I can't take it. But here we are talking about my allergies again. By the way, take a drink.
We not talking about your fucking allergies?
Someone named Megs, who loves our show, made this amazing drinking game. And one of the things was take a drink or finish your drink every time John talks about his allergies. And here we are.
Only if you're 21 years older.
And
if you're not driving, because literally if you are finishing your drink every time you talk about allergies, you're going to be me at the Caroline show the first time around. That's what you're going
to
be.
That's a great way to look at that.
Yes.
Anyway, what was I saying? I don't know. Basically, it's too much. Like, I can't take it during the work day because I need to be focused. I don't want to take it at night and then just be a zombie the whole night.
Totally.
And then it not work. So I've been avoiding it. I've been just sneezing and itchy. It's fine. Okay. It's only like a couple weeks of the year. I can deal with it.
I was concerned. I mean, Megan and I were texting all weekend about
it.
We were just like, is he going to survive?
Yeah.
Do we need to create a make a wish? Like, we were on your team. It was deeply concerning.
That's funny.
Actually, I have a fun little point to make. Oh. So I was on a podcast called Pain in the Pod, PAYNE.
You're everywhere with these shows.
I'm just trying to promote Martinis
and
Murder.
Let me know when you're doing this so I can also, you know, promote you.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah,
that would be fucking nice.
By the way, Matt's not here. We should mention that too. He's just late and
Maybe we should take a shot of something.
Go ahead with your
thing. Then maybe I'll make you take a shot.
Okay.
So I'm talking to this woman, and her podcast, it's not coming out till October, so I'll let you guys all know when it comes out, but it was really heavily, she was a little Bravo, but it was mostly about Martinis and Murder.
Oh, okay.
And she had listened to us and binged us and talked about Mary Jo Buttafuoco or whatever, and she's like, of course she loved you. She's like, your podcast partner, John, seems so nice. And I was like, let me tell you the real deal.
Just had to shoehorn that one in.
Well,
thanks.
She wanted to know how we met and how we fell in love. She's like, you guys seem like you're actually friends. And I was like, we actually
are. Believe it or not. Yeah, yeah.
But she's talking to me, and she's like, in a recent episode, she's like, I loved when, and right before she says it, I was like, I know what you're going to say. She's like, serial killer quality, right? And she's like, yes. And she's like, Megan's taxidermy, what? And I was like,
same exact thing.
I was like, there's a picture. I was like, her fiance's mother created hats for these things. Like, half the podcast was spent explaining Megan's weird fucking shit.
Yeah.
And I just felt like Megan has to represent her own weirdness, because I'm not doing it just justice?
Well,
it's been the number one question I've gotten, by the way.
Megan might not know this because I don't think, Megan, you're in our Facebook group or anything.
That's your first problem, Megan. Taxidermy's the second.
She said she's not invited. Megan, you are absolutely invited. Just
I don't know.
FYI.
We'll
figure it out.
Like she does, and then we'll wait like 5 minutes. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But a lot of people after that episode were like demanding to see the photo, which I posted, by the way. I sent you some of the reactions.
Like everyone is just like.
Here's the thing. The thing about this show, and I'm not saying this just because I think we're amazing, but it's like that came out of completely nowhere.
We may have never known that.
No. Like, if it weren't for the listeners, really.
But yeah, if it weren't for the listeners saying that, because Megan, you know, she's tight-lipped about a lot of her life.
Yes.
And I feel like we have to prod her with a lot of things because she's conservative and she's professional. Yeah. She's always going to answer the questions that we have.
Sure.
But how often are you like, hey, Megan, do you like tax? Like, how many times are you asking that to
somebody? Right, exactly.
Right. Now I know it's top three questions.
It's just, exactly. That's what I was getting at is that that moment is like one of the highlights for me of the year. And I think
100%.
When we do a wrap up of 2018, that would definitely be there. Oh, look who decided to join us.
Oh, here he is.
He made it back.
He looks sun-kissed.
Does he? Let me see.
He looks sun-kissed.
He looks a bit, I mean, if
his
reindeer,
face looks redder than his nose.
If reindeer can be sun-kissed.
It's fucking hot.
I was just going to say, it's 101
fucking,
degrees.
Fucking hot out there.
I will say, Darren just came from downtown and you
I
came
look
from
fine.
Wherever you're from. And Darren looks very well and put together. I don't know.
It's just something to consider, Matt. I look
literally
okay.
3 seconds on the microphone and we're attacking him, by the way.
Yeah, what have I walked into?
And on this podcast, by the way, she was like, so how did it start that you just started kind of being mean to Matt? And I was like, it was a natural progression.
Natural.
I was like, the weird thing is, though, because they were like, she was like, do you really hate Matt?
Yeah.
And I was like,
who said that?
I was on a podcast today that's coming out in October called Pain in the Pod. And she was asking about Megan and John and you. And she's like, but tell me, like, do you guys really hate him? And I'm like, well, one, it's John's boss. So legally he can't hate him. I was like,
Matt, by the way.
Sure, John.
Sure.
I'm not going to tell Matt what you say behind closed doors.
Right. When Matt's not here,
that's
I'll tell
a separate
you guys
issue.
Thing. Yeah, it's fine.
And I was like, but I'm not related to Matt at all. And I could bash him. And I was like, it happened it wasn't even a conversation when we were starting this podcast
to be like,
let's have this tertiary character who makes our drinks and be mean to.
Yeah.
It was just the way that like our personalities really meshed.
Yeah.
And I said on the podcast, and I'll admit it, I said, I like Matt.
Why would you do that?
And I was like, listen, you know, take it as a grain of salt. I'm feeling in a very good mood today, you know, and
yeah,
I often lie.
That's
it's a serial killer quality.
That's
often
true.
Lie. But I did say he's a good sport.
No empathy. Yes.
And he's like a friend.
Yeah.
And I feel dirty.
It feels weird to be in the studio saying that. Like on other shows, it makes sense. But to be here in this podcast.
So Matt,
lab
I did admit it. I just want you to know.
Okay.
I admitted it.
I think what I can admit is I think the bottom line is, you're just kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
And
that's
you
a good
can't
way
help
it.
It.
Yeah.
And
it's
so
my like
it
natural.
Comes out,
yeah.
And, you know.
By the way, those are
the
your
recipient.
Words, not his. So it's fine. Yeah.
It's okay that he's calling me. I am a little bit. I feel like I'm very, very nice.
Yes.
Very friendly and outgoing.
Uh-huh.
But also a little sass. A little spice.
Yeah.
A little spicy.
Let's just put it this way. Between you and, you know, with you and I.
Yes.
You nurture me. You are very like kind of.
I hold you in my womb.
You hold me in the womb, et cetera, et cetera.
Megan's like, what?
You either love people or you hate them, and you love me and you hate Matt, and that's all we need to know about this week's show.
Amen. And I love Megan even more now post taxidermy.
For sure.
It was like 8 out of 10 before, and now it's like 14 out of 10.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
I really love this girl.
Over the top.
Megan, just know that.
Megan's like, all right.
Megan's like, shut the fuck up.
Well, this is interesting. All of this is very enlightening where we've come from.
And let me just say,
yeah,
because we always bring up the taxidermy, it's actually, it could relate to Sunday's murder. And we'll talk about it on Martinis and Murder when you guys hear it on Sunday of how I think it could relate.
Subscribe.
But just a little teaser of like animals and their skin and things like that. Maybe Megan's
tease.
Like one step away from this guy.
Megan,
just saying.
Maybe Megan will be the next episode.
Something to consider.
Are you including humans, you know, as part of the animal population?
We don't know. Well, they are animals. And we don't know how far Megan's little fucking hobby goes. We don't know what the next step is. She could have like a taxidermy hand. We don't know.
Oh, you were talking about the case.
Oh, wait. I'm saying it could. Megan could take that step into human beings. It's not unheard of here.
A really interesting belt collection.
Yeah. Oh, as she says, she has a really interesting belt collection, which is an amazing teaser for Sunday's episode. Anyway, this is another shot.
This is another shot.
We Matt, are you going to give us a shot of something? Now that you're here?
Sure.
Okay. Surprise us.
Well, speaking of a shot, speaking of taking a sip or taking a drink.
Yes.
Let's talk about something that someone posted in our Facebook group this week. As we all know, I love tennis. I talk about it almost every episode.
You do?
I know you do.
Yeah.
Serena's doing really
well. What do you think of the 2-2?
Still loving it.
Yeah, loving.
I absolutely live for it.
She's got like sparkly fucking tennis shoes. She's just like a walking middle finger to the USTA or whoever does it. And yeah, I was like, I fucking love it.
Yeah. Well, so someone noticed that there was a clip from the US Open television broadcast of, you know, they kind of do these exterior shots, not just of the courts, but of the grounds of the US Open. And, you know, it's like people like having fun at the US Open or eating dinner.
Totally.
And
look at the famous people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. In this particular clip, they were coming back from commercial. They just had some music playing, and they showed this woman and her son eating, and she takes a chicken tender out of a basket and like dips it in her soda and then eats it.
Ooh, and it I don't want soggy fried chicken.
Me either. So it became a very big deal on the internet. A lot of people, it was like a viral meme for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it prompted Nicole in our Facebook group to ask us,
right,
what are your weirdest food combos? Now, I'm not one of those people that like put ketchup on like a turkey sandwich
or
orange juice in my cereal.
No.
By the way, two things I know people that do both of those things.
Well, it's just combining breakfast into one bowl.
God. Exactly. Right. So I can't really think that I may have some that others would comment on that I'm not aware of.
Have I told you what one of my exes did, which was whole milk and pizza, which is truly disgusting.
Wait a minute. Are you saying like that's how she dipped into whole milk?
Just like that's how she'd eat her pizza, like, and that would be her drink, that her drink of choice whilst eating pizza. Could
that's
you imagine
weird.
How much dairy that is?
I was just going to say, that's a lot of phlegm building
it
up.
It was the most unsexy thing you
I'm
could think
really
of.
I'm really glad that you are no longer with this person.
It's the reason.
Whoever, it's the reason.
It's the reason. I was like,
this
listen.
This relationship ended.
You could be the love of my life, but this is so fucking disgusting. I just can't.
This relationship ended at a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. I feel like you have something.
I always say I have weird like pregnancy cravings because
pickles.
Yes. Yeah. I want like pickles and like
chocolate.
Potato chips dipped in chocolate. Just a good salty sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
The one thing that comes to mind, and I don't do this all the time.
Okay.
That's literally pregnancy cravings, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, you are pregnant with Tersh. We forgot about
baby
that.
Tersh is growing.
Baby Tersh.
It is stewing. In fact, I mean,
a couple weeks on now,
it just
we're good
kicked.
To go.
Yes.
Oh, so sweet.
It did. It's really nice.
Kicked its antlers and it bucked.
It's hoof.
It bucked.
Yeah,
yeah
it bucked.
Yeah.
It bucked. It bucked.
So
I think
sick.
The weirdest combination, and this is probably even not that weird, is that, thank you, Matt.
I'll have like 1/10 of what you just gave her.
That's
that
a double?
That's a double. I was
Megan?
Megan's passing. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, go.
I also brought this in.
Give him that.
But listen.
But it's 100 degrees.
It's Bailey's. My office is pretty cold.
Yeah, it is cold. Outside, but yeah, keep going.
So here's the thing. I feel like Bailey's maybe should be refrigerated. I'm not sure. And it's been in there for a long, long time. So I'm going to let you
be poisoned.
Is it supposed to be?
I think after you open it, you're supposed to refrigerate it. But maybe I don't think you have to at first. Because it's not like
read.
Like at a liquor store, you wouldn't pick it out of a refrigerator.
You know what goes well with Bailey's? Pizza.
Pizza. I'll have a little shot, sure. But I think after you open it, it should be refrigerated.
It's been open forever.
Oh, it doesn't say refrigerate after opening, right?
There's no dairy in that, right?
Yeah, you're fine.
Megan's looking at the store between temperatures.
Because I don't think that Bailey's is in a refrigerator at a bar.
No, it's not. Yeah.
So I was going to say the weirdest thing that I can think of off the top of my... First off, I'll pretty much put salsa on almost anything.
Ooh,
or like marinara sauce. Like I will put that on fucking veg. I'll put that on everything.
A salsa on baked potato. So good.
So good.
Yeah.
When I was poor in college and like I had nothing in my dorm room, this is sort of where I realized my favorite snack, which is Cheez-Its dipped in balsamic vinaigrette.
Now that's a weird food combo.
It's a little weird, but
it's not. Sounds delicious though.
But it's just like I don't even know if tart is the right word, but
There's
it's like the savory, it just like fits with it. And I just love that flavor palette.
Do you dip it so much that the cheese it like sogs up?
Yeah, it's like jacuzziing in there. We'll like dip it fully. It's fully immersed.
With your fingers or do you have like a tong?
No, I have a little tiny tong. Chopsticks?
Do you have chopsticks? That's a good idea.
I've never done that, but I do it with my hands because I'm a fucking disgusting human being.
Next time you do it, you should use chopsticks and post it on your Instagram and say I gave you the idea.
This is another one of those things, though, where I feel like I should ask my girlfriend because she'll be like, you do this.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, maybe people observe me doing weird things and I don't recognize that they're weird. I will say this. I have certain things, like you were just talking about the pizza, where like, I will only drink certain things with other things. Like with pizza, I will not have, and this is going to sound very like,
I put balsamic vinegar on my pizza too.
That sounds good though.
It is.
I will only eat pizza with Coke. And I don't really love
regular Coke.
Regular Coke?
Not Pepsi.
Not Pepsi. Specifically not Pepsi.
You got very serious.
And I think the reason is because of all the pizza parties I had as a kid.
Definitely.
It just reminds me of happiness.
Why can't we have a little pizza party here?
This has to be some sort of food problem.
That's actually really funny because years ago when Carson and I first started dating, we were in Brooklyn Heights or something, and we got slices of pizza and we were like, we got like a 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke and had plastic cups and we had like our little mini pizza party on a stoop. We were like, look, we're kids in a little pizza party.
That's so cute.
But it's universal.
Right. No, it totally is. Exactly.
Can we take a shot?
Yes,
real quick before you continue.
I think, Matt, do you have one? Megan's passing, but we'll say cheers, bitch.
Cheers, bitch, specifically to taxidermy.
These had nice little rings to them as we cheersed. How was yours? What did you have? I didn't even notice what
I gave
you.
JMO? Makers?
Makers.
Bailey's is so good. I'm sorry.
It doesn't make you go.
No, it doesn't. That's why I don't drink that stuff. Although my chest is a little burning. It's fine.
The thing about whiskey is that it warms you up, which
really
is sort
does.
Of the opposite of what we need today.
Yeah, that's true. That's what
but
I was
But that's
saying.
Fine.
Well, there you go. Megan or Matt, do you have any weird
food combos?
Before, like things like Darren was saying, she dips her cheese. It's in balsamic vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
You also have two young children. I'm sure they have something weird, right?
I can't really think of anything. I recently discovered with my son that we both very much appreciate potato chips on a pickle.
Oh.
Because it's like a sandwich.
That sounds really
good. I will
good.
Eat an entire jar
Salty
of pickles for sure.
With
yes.
The,
crunch?
It's pretty good.
It's good.
I highly recommend
do
it.
You both, did you figure it out separately or did you both try it at the same time? Or you know what I'm saying?
I think I tried it and I said, this is weird. And I was like, his name's Miles. I was like, Miles, try this out. Do you like a potato chip on a pickle?
And he said,
And he ate it. And he was like, I do. I like it.
Here's the question. Are you being abusive to your children and feeding them half sours? Or are you being a good parent and feeding them sour pickles?
Yeah. Half sours or full
they're,
sours?
They're sour pickles.
Damn. That's the way the Jews
that's
do it.
That's how you... Oh, is that how it goes?
It's the salt and the sour.
You need
a good combination.
You need half sour pickles. You're not as well just fucking eating a cucumber. Like, and I mean taste wise, just a fucking cucumber.
I have to say, now I have like this weird thing where I want to go buy pickles and chips now and do that.
Matt and I are going out tonight.
Okay,
so
you
this
literally
be,
are right.
We're literally going out
from
tonight.
The, from the thing,
Matt,
you mentioned,
is that still on?
From the thing he said, of course, the thing he mentioned in last week's episode, right?
Yeah.
The
so we're
gallery.
Gonna go. We're gonna go out tonight. Maybe.
Matt's mic just dropped.
No, that's fine. Literally a mic drop.
Just destroying everything in the studio.
Sorry,
it's
Megan.
Fine.
We're going out tonight, so maybe, you know, we'll discover a new combination of things. I'm kind of hungry. Maybe I'll make Matt go to dinner with me.
That would be nice.
There's a lot of things that are, but do I really want to spend that much time?
No, you don't.
I don't.
I want you to tell me right away and text me if you run into any fans at this thing, because he was very heavily promoting this last night. Last episode.
I will, but then like... I will. But then I'll be with Matt and I feel like I'll ruin my rep.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I said on this fucking podcast. I was like, I have a rep to protect, so I fucking hate Matt, but I kind of really like him. Well, and he's like kind of a friend.
He's kind of a friend that sleeps over.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't even slept over. That's
Sweetie,
another
you
level.
Have to leave your apartment.
That's true.
We don't live together yet.
I need to leave. I don't know if that will work.
Megan's welcome. Not the taxidermy, but everyone else is welcome.
Megan, do you dip your taxidermy animals into balsamic vinegar or anything?
Do you eat any of the animals that you also taxidermy? Go.
No, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh.
So that's weird, too.
That's very
Megan's a fucking enigma. Who is Megan?
I don't know. I don't
know. Who is Megan?
How can you have taxidermy
animals?
Can we
do a spinoff like Martinis and Murder and Megan?
And Megan? Yes. MMM. I love that.
Who the fuck are you?
But food things.
I don't have any weird food things. I texted Aaron, my fiance, and he said, no, not really. He would know. Mm. He watches me.
My boyfriend does, though, so whenever... we should have a show with all of our significant others on,
and they,
like, they talk shit about us.
Oh,
because, you know, there's lots to talk about.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, you're in.
I mean, I feel like my girlfriend will take it too seriously. And she'd be like, so let's talk about the things that are wrong with Darren.
Then it's like a therapy thing, and we don't need that on the show.
You know, she would go, she'd be too happy about
it. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Or so I feel like Aaron, I feel like Aaron and your boy would just be like, this would be a fun thing to do. Let's be respectful to our significant others. Mine would be like, fuck Darren.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So no foods. That's fine.
Megan.
I will say, I had an ex who used to eat his hot dogs with peanut butter and potato chips.
On top of it?
Mm-hmm.
I actually got a little, like, you know,
gross.
That gag reflex in the bag? That made me a little sick.
And I also think people who eat hot dogs just with ketchup are psychopaths.
Well, that I would
you
be a psychopath.
You have to have a fucking spicy mustard.
I don't
really like
hot dogs, though. I only eat them if it's like a 100% turkey with no nitrates.
I almost thought you said, shut up, John. And I thought you said Tershburn. I thought you were going to go with like 100% Tershburn. I was like, oh, yeah, those are good hot dogs.
I wonder how, we'll find out when you give birth to baby Tersh.
Yeah, baby Tersh.
Baby Tersh is such a funny thing that I don't know even who came up with it, but it's so ridiculous and funny.
It's too early to know if it's a boy or girl.
Oh,
it's too early.
We got to get to like the second trimester.
We
right?
have to really, we Something. Have to wait a little bit longer, but right. you know,
we'll announce it on the show.
The kid's going to be pretty fucked up because I just took a shot and I haven't stopped drinking. So just FYI, it's going to be a little wonky.
Wonderful.
The hooves aren't going to grow well.
Well, guys, that's it for this week's episode where we had no clue where it was going. And we're going to end with your,
it ended where it was supposed to end.
Tune into our Sunday full episode and don't forget to check out Darren's charity and donate and be Darren's friend. We'll see you guys on next week's episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Dreaming of starting your own podcast? Make it a reality with the Movo Pod Kit, the podcast bundle designed for aspiring podcasters ready to share their voice with the world. The Pod Kit is equipped with everything you'll need to sound like a pro while being backed by a one-year warranty with a U.S.-based support team. Start your podcasting journey today with the Movo Pod Kit and let the world hear your story. Movo, creators wanted.